Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Am I calling Balanced Life?
We're a third-party call center. We assist with several companies.
Okay, I seen the charge for the for a Balanced Life, and your number came up under that charge.
Okay,
I did not authorize that charge.
I can try to pull that up. What's your zip code?
95126.
And what's your name?
Kim Adong.
Okay, and what's your mailing address?
It's 1500 David Street, San Jose, 95126.
Okay, and let's see. I do see a charge. Looks like 5989. It was for, looks like the contest entry. And you you entered into a giveaway to win a prize, and you entered that giveaway by subscribing to a monthly meal plan app.
No, that's not, I did not do no such thing.
Okay, could have been anyone in your household done it without your knowledge?
No, asked around, nobody have entered nothing, and I did not authorize that at all.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and cancel that out, and I can get you over to our fraud department to see, you know, who's using your card or what's going on with that, okay?
Okay, can you just cancel it out for now? Because I already called my Bank of America and told them to put a hold on that. Plus, they asked me to contact you guys because your number come up under my account.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand that. I can cancel it, but, you know, our protocol, I have to send you over to our fraud department.
Sure.
Okay, if you would just hold
Is there a cancellation information that I can write down?
Uh-huh. The cancellation number is C as in cancel.
Hang on. 1 second. Okay, let me write that down. Okay, cancellation C.
Uh-huh, 920.
920.
486-883.
And yes. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Jasmine with customer support.
Jasmine. Thank you, Jasmine. And you can go ahead and transfer me to Fort Department.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
You too.